Welcome to Headstand. This is Patrick Widdis bringing you another hour of music and spoken word on Cambridge 105. We started with The Flaming Lips and Gash from the album The Soft Bulletin. Later we have poetry from John Guy, a repeat of a recording he did for the show a couple of years ago. It's April the 22nd, 2012. Here's Fantomas taking us back exactly 7 years.
Thank you.
Psychedelic by Deep Time, Yellow Fever, following Fantomas with April 22nd, 2005 from the album Suspended Animation. This is Cousins. Jane, Not Her Real Name by Cousins from the album First Cousins. We've got a long set of poetry from John Guy, so we'll go to that after this from Bob Peirce. This is My Eye. Without me at night.
squeezes right out of my face and goes all over the place. My eye has a life of its own. My eye is married to Joan.
My eye has a life of its own, my eye is married to Joan. Song lyrics don't come much better than that. That was Bob Purse, now on Cambridge 105, this is local poet John Guy.
Good evening all. Now when I was growing up in Middlesex, our county librarian was a Miss Dimbleby, Richard Dimbleby's sister, and a very formidable lady. I'll tell you a little bit more about her in Kenton Library Revisited. Let's start with an earnest, bookish boy and the place where he spent his hours, a building of curves, long lines and light, and lofty Art Deco towers. There seemed to be miles of book-lined shelves with sheltering nooks and crannies, where grown-up volumes vied for his mind with stories of crooks and nannies. See Ballantine's heroes washed ashore while cannibal eyes assess the stranger, and Plate 49 depicts the lads in terrible gastronomical danger. No danger of nibbling happened to us. I felt Miss Dimbleby's eyes upon me, though Ian and I would hide our sweets behind Arthur Halliwell's Boy's Astronomy. Miss Nothing, Miss Dimbleby's gimlet gaze, by childish pranks well tested, she taught us that toffees and tomes must be each in their proper place digested. Dad, what do you find in the books you read? A blessed companion, he'd respond. And bless his old heart, I found that so, right through boyhood and beyond. Now, it's said that all of us have a novel in us. Well, I've tried, but I never got further than a synopsis. Only the lonely can know the signs. The brittle laughter between the lines, the cigarettes and expensive wines. They're buying each other's time. The time that she's buying will keep her from crying. The wine that he's drinking might start him to thinking, perhaps I should tell her, but don't quite dare, that somehow I've started to care. One day, the lonely will read the signs, discover the meaning between the lines, unravel the patterns of karmic designs, and hearts will be mended by time. Now, I never got the Booker Prize, but I did once win a fiver for a mini-saga, a story told in 50 words. It's called Pedanticus and the Word Mangler. Pedanticus loved citrus fruit and hated compound words. One morning, outside the Shamooty Grove, an urchin hailed him. Gisbiv Orange! Pedanticus pushed him beneath a passing chariot. Having received the maximum sentence, they met again outside the pearly gates. The urchin forgave him. Let's in, he called. Shabasek, replied St. Peter, jangling his keys. The theatre gives us characters. The poet gives us food for thought. I'd like to try and do both for you. It's called The Old Man's Dream. Last night, I dreamed the strangest dream, like none I've had, I'm sure. I dreamed that all mankind combined to put an end to war. We'd never tried before. 10,000 sons laid down their guns, and then 10,000 more. The peace, it seemed, flowed like a stream to reach a distant shore where proud man came to plough the land and crops grew tall once more. The drillers came to bore down in the sand for hidden springs, a harvest to ensure. The sleeping gods awoke with schemes the old ways to restore. An Eden rose for us to find, to love and labour for. So hand in hand with quiet hearts, we learned to love once more. Last night I dreamed the strangest dream, like none I've had, I'm sure. It seems that all mankind combined to put an end to war. The dream will start with you and me. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? And now, a poem of a rather different character. It's called All Change at Cambridge. The doorsteps are gone from Harmington Street, where Milko and Posty used to meet, called Sally and Blackie to bark and hide. The long yellow lorries reversed outside, and Fred would articulate with pride, I'm Mars's best driver. That's undenied. In Negus's yard, the marble dust was blown away from a carver's bust, while the curvy girl from the corner flat, with her sunshine shorts and wide-brimmed hat, would give me a smile and pause for a chat. But I reckon we won't go into that. My kids and I would often stray to the farmer's market down the way, saw sheep in pens and pigs in sties, watched ponies trotting for a prize while cows would gaze with milky eyes at yokel dads and little guys. The dairy farmer's friendly face will shine no more in the marketplace. Showrooms where motor deals were made have been driven off by another trade. Tall story plans are being laid to put that leisure park in the shade. For time, it seems, is grinding still. What will become of Faster Mill? On hoardings that the builders raise, graffitists sing their song in sprays of guided bus and cycleways. All change at Cambridge nowadays. First love was a Miss Greenhill. I was 8, and she was my teacher. My school's brick red and treetop tall, A big boy comes and takes my ball. There's nothing I can do at all. I'm far too small to issue any warning. And only Miss Greenhill knows how I don't like the way the chalk squeaks on the blackboard in the morning. So here I sit and chew my thumbs and try my best to do my sums and wait until Miss Greenhill comes. She mustn't catch me yawning. I did my homework late last night. She smiles and says, "You've got three right." But I don't understand. Not quite. Her comprehension's dawning. Today, the snow begins to fall. The big boy gives me back my ball. I only borrowed it after all. I brought my own this morning. I think Miss Greenhill seems to know how much we like the way the snow creaks on the pavement in the morning. And soon the winter turns to spring. There's big green buds on everything. They take us to the hall to sing. It's Empire Day this morning. And only Miss Greenhill shares the second secret of the day. How, in the pond across the way, the duckling speaks, and all the frogs are spawning. Those are some recollections of childhood. How is your memory? How many hymns can you sing in the bath? How many songs do you know? What are the jokes that you tell for a laugh? How does that old catchphrase go? Muster the words when he asked for your hand. Name that old game you preferred. Who was the friend who said, "I understand"? What was the baby's first word? Show me that photo with you in the team. Tell me their names one by one. Trout, splendid specimen. Where was the stream? Was it landed by father or son? Where is the lady who cooked you Panhackle-ty? Tyneside's supper, or so I've been told. Loving your food, you develop the faculty, scrambling dried egg at 7 years old. Childhood remembered, and music and laughter. Listen with mother to stories from dad. Then you met someone, and a lot followed after. I reckon your memory isn't so bad. Now, every July, the artists and craftsmen of Cambridge put their work on show. Find the open studio, the entry to a wonderland, open hearts and open minds, a soft voice and a smile. The photographs, the tapestry, the gently fashioned jewellery, the watercolours flowing on in Mr. Turner's style. For this is where the knowledge is of needlepoint, the potter's wheel, a gay collage of colleges in scraps recycled now. And sometimes sense the gustiness of bright acrylic water worlds, the surfboards scudding rudderless, all foaming at the bow. So come to make your purchases, or simply come to look. Taste cooling drinks and nibbles bowls discovered in a nook. Then, thanks for coming. Take a card. I'm glad that you enjoyed yourselves. And please, to sign the book. Now, the girl who got away. "I'm happy here in Devonshire," she telephoned to say. She watched the sea mist creeping in at sunrise yesterday. she saw the diving cormorant upon the rocks of Lee. Three old maids gave her strawberries with yellow cream for tea. She climbed the tors, refreshed herself with slightly naughty Mars, acquired a taste for scrumpy in the smoky quayside bars, took sketching book and pencil where a storyteller gazed. Come doon to Blackmore's Valley, I'm sure you'll be amazed. She found a magic woodland where the moonbeams silvered rabbits, far away from light pollution and our crazy city habits. She sat beside the River Lynn, not far from Water's Meet, and watched a pair of damselflies flash dancing in the heat. All in the summer silence, heard the heart of England beat. And now, for those of you who are missing Lark Ford to Candlerise, in order to come and support us, a poem called The Valentine. Pale February, fell dark months, poised between winter time and spring. A lark rise lad came to the store, thrust down the latch and entering, so brisk his step, so sharp his pace, he caused that tiny bell to ring. His dark-eyed, merry, darting glance saw wrinkled fruit in rows arrayed, looked past the solemn biscuit tin to the toffees neatly trayed, where all the ribboned valentines their loving messages displayed. In praise of Cupid's wayward art, perchance girlish palms might be clapped, for here the silent manly tongue may find the loving message apt. In sturdy hand the yearning thought was secretly inscribed and wrapped. Be sure that this be stamped and sent. Right masterful he stepped outside, and mild the honest countermaid essayed her task, till eyes stretched wide. Bright blushed the cheek. What was amiss? Why, this address is mine, she cried. And I'm going to sign off with a few lines after Christina Rossetti. A long way after Christina Rossetti. Gentle poet, look at us. Do not dream of spring. We are aconite and snowdrop, doing our own thing. Tempering the chilly breeze in January sun. Every season has its pleasures. Treasure them, each one. Thank you.
There's no one like John Guy here in Poland or anywhere except Cambridge, I'd imagine. Those were poems recorded for the show in 2010. I'd like to have some new poetry to play on the show, so if you're a poet, record some of your work. Most modern computers and mobiles can do an adequate job, and send it to me at headstand@cambridge105.fm. That's what this next poet did. This is You're by IBX92.
The rich, picking up the crumbs of another's misfortune. Soon the tables will turn and the balance redress, for the future will find the solution. In this wilderness of time, the destiny of everything is everything. Manatees and mermaids drifting on the waves of time. Shh. ships in the moonlight shining kind of fine. The wisdom of the ancient mariner, calling everyone home from the stormy weather of their false existence to the dream paradise of reality. In this wilderness of time, the destiny of everything is everything. And then imagination drives me wild to paint a new planet with galactic form, for the candle to never extinguish and for the young to never old, a place where everyone is equal and all the life is free, just waiting to be painted. A planet of togetherness, of unity and trust. Where wisdom and youth conspire as one, and love is the ruler of everything. A mariner reunited with the earth, his family the root. Fishermen of the forest, the rain, the sea in one. The return of the father, the ancestors breathing once more, thawing their frozen dreams in the sunrise of a new paradise. A world undivided, where countries and boundaries no longer exist. A world complete and whole again, as it was in the beginning. It can be again, but this time with balance. Because in this wilderness of time, the destiny of everything is everything.
From Secrets of Life EP, That's Your by IBX92. Rather abstract name, IBX, but a nice arrangement of music and words, which is what we like on Headstand. Here's some music from my adopted home country. From Gdansk, this is Trubvispian.
Thank you. żeński to już jednokomórkowe zwierzęta. Należy do nich również pantofelek. Należy do nich również pantofelek. Przy pomocy rzęsek słynie przez otoczenie wodne niby łódź podwodna. Rzęski służą mu również do rozpoznawania otoczenia i zdobywania pokarmu. Dwie wodniczki tętniące zbierają produkty przemiany materii i wydalają je na przemian, biorą też udział w procesie oddychania, usuwając dwutlenek węgla i utrzymują właściwe ciśnienie i stężenie substancji wewnątrz ciała pierwotniaka. Wodniczki tętniące wydzielają w ciągu pół godziny ilość wody równą objętości ciała pantofelka. Przy pomocy rzęsek sunie przez otoczenie wodne niby łódź podwodna. Otoczenie wodne niby łódź podwodna. Niby łódź podwodna. Przy pomocy rzęsek sunie przez otoczenie wodne niby łódź podwodna. Otoczenie wodne niby łódź podwodna. Niby łódź podwodna.
Bastrzymyszłowosz by Trybwyszpia. I can't guarantee the pronunciation of that was entirely accurate. That's an artist from Gdansk who was playing in Radom last weekend. This is Rob Orton.
Penny. They call her Penny because she's got a head like a coin. They call her Penny due to the extensive amount of time she spends on the sunbed. They call her Penny because she has a tattoo of the Queen's face on her chest and wears a coat of arms on her back. They call her Penny because when people find her, they can't decide whether to pick her up or leave her alone. They call her Penny because she is single.
There is no other.
That's Strangled by Deus Ex Machina, a mid-90s band from Lincoln, Nebraska, who have recently started putting their old recordings on Facebook. From Japan, this is Arirura Sumusi.
その日の森は何日か前に降った雨で土は無かないで空気は冷たくなれていた。 中僕はおじいちゃんに教えられた歌を繰り返しながら奥へ奥へと歩いた。僕の声と土の濡れた音、耳を澄ませば他にもたくさんの音たちが森の中には響き合っていた。僕は膝までつかる小川を何本も渡り、腰の高さくらいもある倒れた大木をよじ登って歩き続けた。草をガサつかせる小さな動物たち、図鑑で何度も見てきたたくさんの虫、僕は一人だったけどなぜか寂しくはなかった。不思議と歌は僕を虫のところへ連れて行ってくれる、そんな気がした。すると鬱蒼とした森の中で急に目の前が開けて、そこには見上げてもてっぺんまでは見えないくらいの大きな大きな木が立っていた。そしてその太くびっしりと地面を張った目の隙間に一匹の虫が止まっていたんだ。僕はそっと近づいて両手で虫を捕まえようとした。すると突然虫は僕の方をめがけてすごい速さで飛んできた。そして僕の胸の中にそのまま入り込んでしまったんだ。僕はそのまま気を失って木の根元に倒れ込んでいった。
Ratan Chair by Ariru Asamusi. I'm not making it easy on myself with artist names tonight. You've been listening to Headstand with Patrick Widdis on Cambridge 105. I'll be back in 2 weeks, and don't forget you can also hear me every other Sunday on Polish Waves, talking about life here in Poland between 1 and 2. You can also hear Polish Waves and this show on Mixcloud whenever and wherever you want. I'll leave you with the Tinder Sticks and Raindrops from the John Peel Cat's Caravan box set. Until next time, good night.
Silence. Is here again tonight. The silence is here again tonight. Will the love ever come back? Will the love ever come back? I know I've been pushing you away. I know it's been going on for days. Those awkward little things, so endearing. Awkward little things wear on me. Never asked. We see. Silence is here again tonight.